If you would please remain standing for a reading from the Gospel according to Luke in the 13th chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which to work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. This is our part 5 in our series, Crossing Boundaries, Overcoming Barriers, and how Jesus does this with his interactions throughout the scriptures with women. Since we're in year C of the lectionary, we're focusing on Luke and John. And what we've seen so far is that Jesus overcomes these things that divide us, that make us judge each other. Jesus overcomes our shame, our anxiety, the systems that we put in place of rites and rituals that divide us up. Because all these things ultimately divide us from the Lord, our God. Put up barriers between us and God. And that is Jesus' ultimate mission, is to break down and destroy the barriers that we create between us and our Father. And I think that's what this story is about today. I want to kind of set the scene for you. We get this story about Jesus teaching on the Sabbath a lot, but I think it's important to really try to go there for just a minute in a way that we can understand, right? Imagine the Sabbath day. Everyone coming to the synagogue, right? To worship, just like we do, to see one another, right? They come, they gather together. Synagogue means a gathering together. "Hey, how's it going? John, oh man, it's been a while. You doing better? You feeling good?" "Man, he hasn't been here in a while." Not actually this John, he's here every Sunday. Like, "Oh man, there's the families all coming together. Those kids running around. I remember when they were just little babies. Oh, look, there's old Ethel. Ethel comes every Sunday, every Saturday, every Sabbath day, I should say. I don't even know how she gets up out of the bed. I mean, she's always so bent over, crippled, weighed down. But she comes, she's here. Every time she's coming. Imagine that. Actually, I want you to if you can. Now, if you can't because you're already unable to stand and bend over, then you don't need to do this exercise because you already know what it feels like. But if you can, I'd invite you to stand up. Please. And just bend over as far as you can. You might need to hold on to the rail. Feel that pressure on your back, your legs. See how hard it is to look, and you kind of turn your head to see anybody. That pressure weighing you down. Now, this might be the pressure of a body that's failing, like it was for this woman. A pressure of sickness and chronic pain, but there's a lot of things. A lot of things that weigh us down, that make us feel like we're covered in a spirit of weakness. Okay, you can sit down. Feel what that feels like. Because there's a lot of things that make us feel like that, like we've got that spirit of weakness upon us. A spirit that's weighing us down, that's putting that pressure on us, preventing us from being able to look up and see our neighbors, preventing us from being able to fully participate in the communities that we're in. Maybe it's like Louisa from Encanto, those expectations that people put on you or you put on yourself, right? Every role that we have has expectations. Father, mother, grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, cousin, sister, brother, worker, neighbor, community member. There's expectations involved. And the more that they come upon us, the more pressure we feel. Maybe it's like the synagogue ruler that we read about in this story. The pressure that he has of responsibility. You see, from the scripture that Wesley read from us, you heard that the Sabbath day observance was a really big deal in the scripture. It promises that if you observe my Sabbaths, that rain will fall in abundance upon your crops, that the Lord will look after the people and make them secure in the land and protect them from the others. If you obey my Sabbaths. And then the part that Wesley didn't read says that if you don't obey my Sabbath, I will drive you from the land. I will take away your crops and your houses and leave you desolate. You see, that's what this synagogue ruler is dealing with, right? The pressure of thousands of years of law that have been piled up that he is responsible for, saying, you know what? You got to do this or the land will be left desolate. Your people will be destroyed. He feels that pressure, that bondage to a form of religion, to a way of worshiping and understanding the Sabbath that has so tied him up and closed him in that he can't see the freedom that Jesus is offering. The law for him has become a barrier. How often is it that that which was meant to set you free becomes something that weighs you down? It can be your work, right? Work is good. Work is the way that we live. It's a privilege and a benefit to have work, but it can be something that weighs you down, that puts great pressure upon you. Shoot, it can be your retirement. I know most busy people I know are the ones that are retired. Yet Jesus comes. Jesus is there in the scene. He's teaching. But he sees this woman. She's She's background noise to everybody else. She's always there. She's bent over. She's been there for 18 years. So often in history, the women are in the background, or ignored and left apart. Yet Jesus sees her. He calls to her. He sees the weight that's been placed upon her, the spirit that has weighed her down for 18 years, and he declares freedom. Freedom from the bondage. You are released. Because Jesus recognizes and remembers the greater teaching of the Sabbath day, that the Sabbath day is a day for freedom. God says, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day, to remember that you're free. God said, I have broken the bars of your yoke. I have ended the things that weigh you down and made you stand up straight. That's the power of Jesus Christ. That's the power of grace, that God cares for us so much, loves us as children. God, Jesus comes to this woman. He names her a daughter. She is, before anything else, a daughter of Abraham, a daughter of the Lord, a daughter of God's people, and so are each one of you. Jesus wants to release you from that pressure, from the things that are weighing you down, the slavery that you've placed on your own back, free you from that. Jesus says that my yoke is light, my burden is light. Place your cares upon me and take up and follow me. Remember that no matter what you do, you're a child of God. No matter how well you perform, you're a child of the Holy One. The grace of God in Jesus Christ is available to free you from the things that are weighing you down, to give you hope, new life, freedom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.